Okay, let's continue in the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Beis Halacha Beis. Zok Rambam, Mahi HaTeshuva. What is Tshuva? Hu sheyazov hachoteichet o v'yasur m'machshavto v'yigmar b'libo shelo ya'aseihu old. Zok the Rambam, that what you do is that you give up on the chet, ya'azov chet o, you forget about it, v'yigmar b'libo shelo yaseu od, you make a decision not to do it again. Shenema yazov rasha darko. Meaning, for the Rambam, the idea of tshuva is that you totally forget about your avera. Sometimes a person does an avera, and then the person is constantly thinking about the good old days, and that makes tshuva impossible on some level, because the avera could be, I don't know how to say this in English, but very geschmack. Right? The avera could be enjoyable. And if you're always thinking about that avera, so you'll never be able to give up on it completely. And the Rambam writes that this is the pasuk Yazov Rasha Darko, to forget about the path of the chait entirely. Elsewhere in Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, the Rambam uses this pasuk Yazov Rasha Darko to teach me that it's not enough to do tshuva for averos, but you also have to do tshuva for midos ra'os. Get rid of ka'as. Get rid of tacharos. Get rid of your fighting. Get rid of your jealousy, etc. Over here for the Rambam, Yazov Rasha Darko, the derech means, I would say, the gishmak that you got from the avera, you should forget about it. Over there it means that you are ozev, that you give up on the midos that led to the chait. V'chein yisnachim al ha'ovar, you also have to feel bad about what you did. Shenema ki'achoy shuvi nichamti. You feel bad about what you did. That's what we would call charata. And then the Rambam writes, v'yayid olav yadeya ta'alumas shol yoshev lozeh ha'chit la'olam. The Rebbe Nisham testifies about you that you'll never do the chit again. Etc. And you have to do vidui b'sfasav and to say these things that you would gomer b'libo. So what the Rambam writes is that tshuva involves azivas hachet and charata, and the Rambam has them in that order. That first you are ozev l'chet, meaning you make a conscious decision not to do it again. And then, subsequently, comes the charata. Rav Soloveitchik and the Al HaTshuva raised the question that the Rambam in Perek Aleph said the charata comes before azivas hachet. So the Rav answer is that there's like two different types of tshuva. There's what I would call emotional tshuva and intellectual tshuva. Intellectual tshuva is a person recognizes that he or she is going in the bad path, ya'azov rasha darko. And intellectual tshuva means I recognize that my whole life is not going well. First, azivas hachet, then you feel bad after. There's also a type of emotional tshuva, a type of tshuva that comes like you hit rock bottom and you really feel awful. So emotional tshuva has charata first, then it has azivas hachet after. That's Rav Soloveitchik's approach. And for the Rav, the better sort of tshuva, like we explained, is the tshuva that's intellectual rather than emotional. And the Rav compared these two types of tshuva to the two ways of getting out of a neder. If a person makes a neder, so you could get out of it by appearing in front of Beis Din and having charata, telling the Beis Din, I feel bad I ever made the neder. Or you could get out of the neder through what's called the Pesach, which is that the Beis Din says, had you known this information at the time that you made the neder, would you have made the neder? And when the person says no, so then Beis Din uproots the neder. Charata is the equivalent of the emotional tshuva. And Pesach, the way of getting out of a neder through Pesach, is the equivalent of the intellectual tshuva. This is the approach of Rav Soloveitchik. Beautiful. Excellent. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Prakim Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, the Rabbeinu Yonah has a different approach. Rabbeinu Yonah says that there's a difference between the occasional sinner and the consistent sinner. If someone sins on occasion, you do an aveira now and then, so then charata comes first. But if someone sins on a regular basis, so for that person you need to first have aziva sachet and then the charata. I don't see such a distinction anywhere in the Rambam. But for the Rambam, I think the difference is, again, intellectual versus emotional. That's the way Rav Salvage accepted. Gevaldik. One more ha'ara in this Rambam. So we're explaining that according to the Rambam, aziva sachet comes before charata, because it's intellectual tshuva, and first you make a decision not to do it. So Reb Yisrael Salanter, however, in the Sefer Kochvei Or, in Simen Zayin, he points out that the Rambam seems, though, to say something that doesn't belong. First, the Rambam speaks about Azivas Hachet, Yazayv Hachotei Cheto, Yasir Mamachshavto, like we spoke about. Then there's Charata, Yisnachim Al Sho'avar. And then the Rambam writes, "V'yoyed olav yodeya ta'alumos shelo yoshelo zehachet la'olam." Now the Rebbeinu Shem testifies that you'll never do the chet again. L'cha'ora, "Yoyed olav yodeya ta'alumos" is more a part of the azivas hachet than the charata, no? "Yoyed olav yodeya ta'alumos" means that I make such a commitment that I'm not going to do the chet again, that the Rebbeinu Shem affirms, you know what, Schwartz means it. Yoyed olav yodeya ta'alumos. How come the Rambam has yoyed olav yodeya ta'alumos after charata? L'cha'ora, yoyed olav yodeya ta'alumos should be a chelek of the azivas hachet rather than a chelek of the charata. This is a difficulty within the Rambam that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter noted. So, you have a suggestion, Ben?
I think that Azivas Hachet is more saying that I'm not that chet. That chet's not a part of me. Not necessarily that you're never going to do it again, but more that you're emotionally separating yourself from it.
But the Lashon HaRambam is Azivas Hachet is Yazei V'chotei Chet O V'yigmor B'libo Shelo Ya'aseihu Od. I make a commitment, I'm never going to do it again. Wouldn't it make more sense that Yo'id Olav Yodeya Ta'alumos should come at that point? That's what Rabbi Yisrael asks. Rabbi Yisrael basically answers that when we think about it, Charata and Azivas Hachet, you would think that Charata is easier and Azivas Hachet is harder. Because Azivas Hachet means that I'm thinking in the future, and I know that moving forward, I'm not going to do this chet again. And I recognize how often I've stumbled. I recognize I'm going to have Yetzer Hara in the future. So Azivas Hachet seems difficult. But Charata, what's the big deal? You feel bad. Feel bad. Right? It would seem that Charata is easier than Azivas Hachet. Yet Befoal, we see it's the opposite. That it's harder to have Charata than it is to have Azivas Hachet. Many people, you could stand there in the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and you could say, I'm never going to do it again. And you genuinely mean it at that moment, that you're never going to do it again. But, push comes to shove, the Azivas Hachet, it's easy to say it, but you don't really feel bad that you did anything wrong. Oh, the only way Rabbi Yisrael Salanter explains to have a genuine Azivas Hachet is if that Azivas Hachet comes with a Charata. So it's almost like there's a circle. I make a commitment. I stand there in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I make a commitment. I'm not going to do these averis again. But that commitment might not stick. The only way that commitment is going to stick is if I recognize, you know what, you really blew it. You really messed up. And you feel really bad about all the bad things that you did. Once you have the charata, then the azivas hachet can stick. And that is when you come to Ya'id Allah of Yodaya Ta'alumis. That's the way Rabbi Yisrael explains it. So, these are just some thoughts in Parak Beis Halacha Beis. Mamish, Hilchos Tshuva is, right? There's a lot here. No? There's a lot here. We should learn Tshuva. We should do Tshuva. We should be Zocha to it. Okay, let's...